This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to cover much today. We're going to be talking about you can't make up what the CIA operatives say. And I'm talking about the mainstream media's useful idiots, and more particular, friends, MSNBC is packed with useful idiots. Wait until you see this video and wait until you hear this audio, friends. Seconds, and then we'll be getting to that in just a couple of minutes. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Matter of fact, I'm looking up this article that was sent to me this morning where they are now finding, friends, that twice as many people are dying from the vaccinations than they are the actual invisible enemy. So everything's coming to the light. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. But it's coming to the light again, friends. And the fact of the matter is we better get our fight on because, again, you don't have much more road to kick that can down, rest assured. And, again, you're beginning to hear more information about this, and people are pushing back. As a matter of fact, I was talking to our attorneys this morning, several different law firms this morning, because I am bracing myself for the things that they're going to try to push, which is unlawful. You heard just during that propaganda break, coming from today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, put it up against Matthew 5:13. The fact of the matter is they're pushing their message into just like normal talk. Like, for example, they're talking about the airlines and, you know, the middle seat. Now, that's going to be a thing of the past. And why is it going to be a thing of the past? Well, if you've gotten one, this is what they just want to kind of throw in there. It's kind of like pork in their unconstitutional bills that they push every day down our throats. But it's like what they said is, you know, if you got just one dose of the vaccination, you know, all that's going to go away. And, you know, sooner or later, things are just going to become the norm. You need to understand that these big corporations, friends, are the definition of fascism, working with corruption in government and the mainstream media, trying to tighten the noose on the American people. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to have none of it. I am absolutely going to have none of it. I'm going to get on the offensive concerning what may be coming down the line. And, friends, in the state of Minnesota, for example, I can tell you that the vaccination immunities are broadening here, okay? But what bothers me is the way the federal government is hiding behind the CDC as if to suggest that they're some legislative arm unto themselves, a government unto themselves that can dictate at will. Well, again, friends, I'm here again to tell you that that's just not the case. The CDC has absolutely zero authority in telling us that we need to do anything in mandating this or that or the other thing. They don't have the authority to do that. It's a pretended authority. But what it is, friends, it's an exhibition, and it is a revelation of who your said representatives are working for. Now, when this all came out 13 months ago, friends, wasn't it interesting? First of all, they came out and they said, just wear the mask for a couple weeks, right? They were testing the people to see how ignorant they were. Well, to their dismay and to mine, there was many ignorant people in this country, so much so that they encouraged them actually to continuously push the envelope that they could have not otherwise pushed had not the people just fallen for it. Okay? But again, I believe what's happening here in America is more and more people are beginning to awaken to the fact that they've been duped again. And let me add that duped again to you've been duped again and again and again and again, and you've been duped again and again and again and again. And I can sit here for the next hour telling you how many times you've been duped, and you know you've been duped, as if to suggest this time around, now they're telling us the truth, and we're just going to go along with it. This is what they've been encouraged by, friends. The ignorance of the American people to push it as far as they have. And how have they done that? Again, anybody walking around pretending with this pretended authority, you are adding strength to tyranny every step of the way. And it's not just to your own demise, but it's their demise as well. They just haven't figured it out yet. Psalm 7, verse 15, read it when you get a moment. Now, friends, again, I just wanted to highlight the fact that there are many people standing up in the United States of America. And I'll just encourage you right off the bat. In Wisconsin, the people stood up. And their representatives, their good representatives, actually did their job. This is another victory, by the way. The victories are falling like dominoes all across the United States of America. And they're falling for the people that are actually standing up and fighting the good fight, as I continuously reiterate, 1 Timothy 6:12. But guess what happens when you do and obey? Well, you get the results, right? And this is what's happening. Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down statewide mask mandate. I'm here to tell you, just once again, it never was law. You never had to wear a mask that doesn't work, saith the manufacturers. But the people knew it, but the people pretended, and the people said, well, we just don't want to stir up any trouble, right? Who's stirring up the trouble? The law abiders or the law breakers? And the law breakers in this particular case just happen to be those incumbents, right? Your politicians that are what? Transgressing the U.S. Constitution and mandating something that they can't mandate. Okay? Again, I'm just here to tell you, one of those I told you so's comes to my mind. Friends, why did Wisconsin Supreme Court strike down statewide mask mandate? Because it's against the law. There is no law. We're hearing even governors. Rick DeSantis is talking about the same thing. Of course, he's trying to sell himself as the good guy to the people right now because he's going to be running for the presidency of the United States of America. This is what he's doing. I'll play some audio video for you on him in just a couple of moments. But he was talking today about how there is no mandate. There is no law. I don't know of any, he said. So why are the American people walking around pretending? Well, you just keep going on and playing the fool, because rest assured, that's exactly what you look like to law abiders, a fool. Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down statewide mask mandate. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got an event set up in southern Minnesota tomorrow, and then the beginning of next month we will be doing one here in western Minnesota, and we're about 3 months out, but now's the time to start filling up that calendar. That number's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I just want to let you know something really quick. I have not for over a year now taken off one day. Why? Because I believe that we can do this. And I also believe that when Jesus said to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And I believe that that's where we're at today. And we understand, let me say it in the natural, as to the way President Thomas Jefferson said it. He said, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And I am absolutely amazed at how the people in this country think that they're just going to take a vacation whenever needs be, or whenever they feel that they need one. To just go ahead and take it off and suggest that the enemy's just going to back off for a little while too while they're on vacation. No, that's when they push the hardest. Has anybody taken note as to when holidays take occasion across the country, friends, when they come up, that the corruption in government, they're fast at work. What are they doing? They're creating bills. And what are they creating bills to do? To tear down more and transgress more of your constitutional rights. And again, I just again am holding to the plow, understanding what the price of liberty is, and we are going to continuously do that. So if you're a part of what we're doing here, we would love to be a part of what you're doing there. 1-866-582-9933, or you can call at 1-866-233-0747 to book us. Also go over to Sons of Liberty Media, friends, if you'd like to do that. And when you go over to Sons of Liberty Media, what you're going to find is you are going to find a whole bunch of articles over there, 13 to 15 articles over there on sonsoflibertymedia.com, combating the lies in the mainstream media. Okay? And with that, friends, you'll also find links in the such. You'll always find our social media platforms over there. And when you see that, friends, go ahead and click onto them and join us on Top Chat. If you need to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page over there as well. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on social media platforms. You can watch the videos and the such while we're playing them out. If you're listening to us in one of the 140 cities across the country, first of all, we'd like to say thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country. As well as into 53 countries. You can find those links as well over there. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, or beforeitsnews.com. Join us on social media platforms. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, let's get to this, friends, because, again, there's much to cover. You cannot make this up. You cannot make up what these CIA operatives are. And keep in mind, Dr. Udall Ufcott, who wrote a book over 2 years ago exposing the CIA and its control over journalists on a global basis, a year and a half after he wrote that book, he mysteriously dies. So someone sacrificed themselves again on the altar of sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have or give us the information that we need to maintain a free people. And he's another one was selfless, John 15:13. He was willing to go ahead and tell us the world, that what is going on is all controlled by the CIA. And MSNBC is packed with these useful idiots, rest assured. I'm going to give you the definition of what a useful idiot is really quick. It came from Vladimir Lenin, a Russian revolutionary, and he said useful idiots are simpletons. They're socialists, revolutionaries, if you will. They do not recognize their purpose in the hands of the enemy, their enemy as well, that facilitates and uses them because they chose for themselves the role of servile, work done for self, accomplices of their function in fooling the American people. They are fulfilling their function of placing the masses at the mercy of the criminals that they are subservient to or sold out to. That is, until it's too late. In the end, their own demise, the country as well as themselves. People don't understand that useful idiots, friends, when their purpose is over with, they're the first ones to be sacrificed. They're the first ones to be lined up against a wall and shot. Why? Because their enemies, our enemies, already realize that they played the Judas to their own people. In other words, they can't be trusted. So they use them for their purposes, the bad guys do, and then they kill them. They're the first ones to be killed. And this takes place after the boot falls down, and in this particular case, what's happening in America today. So the definition of a useful idiot is Joe Scarborough. I mean, this guy, oh my goodness, friends, let me just go ahead and play what he has to say for you so you can decide for yourself as to what I'm talking about here. Okay? 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm now hearing lunatics, and I'll call them lunatics, that are now, of course, still pushing back on the mask. But now we're saying that if we somehow have something that identifies us as having a vaccine, that we're like part of Satan or the mark of the devil, like, yeah. The idiocy, our Nazi Germany, like, the idiocy is just beyond us. They're acting recklessly and irresponsibly. They're being stupid. They're following conspiracy theories. They're following a failed
same old talking
show host, and
same browbeating method
TV host. And they don't understand, I guess, because maybe they're such morons they can't understand this. If I want to go to a baseball game with my
son, listen carefully,
who has a history of upper respiratory issues, I don't want a bunch of idiots sitting anywhere near us in Fenway or in a Little League baseball park that haven't taken the vaccine. Now, if they don't want to take the vaccine and they want to die, that's their right as Americans. They don't have to take the vaccine, and they can die, or they can get really sick. They can live in ignorance and stupidity. They have that right, even though they're hurting other people. But please, 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 don't tell me that we can't do something so smart people who actually follow science, who actually want to take care of their children, who actually want to save their neighbors' lives, who actually want to make sure everybody around them is safe, they can't tell us what to do. And the government, our sports teams, our organizations, our concert promoters damn well better put together something where you can show your vaccine receipt, or you can have something on a ticket stub that shows it. Like this anti-science idiocy, you know what? Let them do that under a rock or in their caves. But you know what? The time to try to reason with these people has long passed.
Listen to this guy. What do you say? Can you make it up? Oh, by the way, I also wanted to show you, friends, only to solidify points that I've made in the past. If you look at this, okay, this has 1,468 views. 1,468 views, MSNBC. Okay. On average, over here, we're getting probably about 50 to 60 to 75,000 views on both of our shows. Me and Tim Brown's morning show. What are people highlighting? What are people listening to? The voice of the minority that's trying to convince the majority that they're the minority by using guys like this. I mean, again, friends, this guy is the definition of a useful idiot. Now, I wanted to let you know that the CDC has 2,050 dead following COVID vaccines and 300 plus deaths added this week. This week. In contrast to what he just told you, calling you stupid for not going along with his usefulness as a useful idiot. 16 deaths from New Jersey and JJ shot producing COVID symptoms. We have 4,576 dead, 199,213 injuries in European database of adverse drug reactions for COVID-19 vaccines. In Canada, we have 2,530 injuries and 24 dead following mostly Pfizer and Moderna shots. And if you're as stupid as I am, we're paying attention to doctors that are being censored by big tech companies because these conspirators, in fact, that's exactly what they are. And this is why I continuously tell the people that watch and listen to this show every day that these individuals in the mainstream media are paid to cover for conspirators, in fact. And they have a long history of it, friends. They have a long history of it. And we've exposed this 1,000 times on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But now we have doctors around the world issuing dire warnings, do not get the COVID vaccine shots. And what do we have? We have these guys attempting to go ahead and browbeat people into submission to agree with them, right? And this is an extension of corrupt politicians, MSNBC is, and the mainstream media. I'm going to go back over this in just a couple of moments, and then I'm going to cover a couple other issues, friends, that you need to be made aware of. And I am staying the course on this topic and beating them back, friends, and exposing them for who they are. Read Judges 6 when you get a moment. Judges 6 when you get a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. That was 2 months before he died. This is USA Radio News. The Chamber of Commerce says Biden's infrastructure plan is actually bad for jobs. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
The $2.25 trillion proposal includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, President Biden is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Some of you that watch are tardy. Folks, we're talking about you can't make up what these CIA operatives say. I just want to reiterate this, and I'll get to some phone calls. 1-866-582-9933. I have some audio video coming up from Rick DeSantis, Ron Paul, and the Such Friends. But it's interesting how we're told, and really what this comes down to, again, it's just browbeating. They're just hoping, friends, that Joe Scarborough, they're hoping that somebody actually listens to this numbskull. And folks, you know, I know the Bible says that you're not supposed to call someone a fool, but in this particular case, I'm in the book of Psalms right now, and the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart there is no God. This man is so abominable. And what he advocates for is so abominable. And I would love for these guys to have the internal fortitude to jump on the show with either myself or Tim Brown. I would love it. And we have a whole list. I show you through the commercials, our websites, all the information we have. I have a whole list of people who refuse to come on the show. And I know why. Because they know all the well that they're paid clowns in the circus of politics. They're not going to get on the show with me, friends, as I make reference to the Word of God concerning the false prophets in America. And these politicians that aren't working for we the people as representatives, they're not going to get on the show as I make reference to the Constitution that's completely foreign to them. It's the same thing with these useful idiots. If anybody could persuade these people to jump on the show with us, I would love nothing more than to undo them in front of the rest of the country. Because this guy, again, he is just out of hand. He said on Tuesday the pushback to the government, we the people, forcing the people, they have no constitutional authority in doing so, to wear masks or carry passports. Look at how far they've advanced this through the Hegelian dialectic as a proof of vaccination after President Joe Biden. He's not my president. Urged the American people to continue wearing masks, and the CDC, who has absolutely no lawful authority in telling anybody what to do. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky warned of impending doom. Yes, they're talking about a third wave. They're talking about impending doom because people are not flocking to get their vaccinations, friends. This is the problem they're having. He said this comes as states are relaxing restrictive measures due to the increasing number of citizens receiving their COVID-19 vaccinations. Baloney. Baloney. Folks, they're relaxing their restrictive measures because the people all over the United States of America in their particular states are standing up against the unlawfulness that they're seeing fall from the corrupt trees of the administrations that they have to deal with concerning their governors and their mayors. Okay? Scarborough called the people resisting the government overreach lunatics. So what he's doing, friends, he's literally blaming the people for what corruption in government is doing. This is a useful idiot. He said, the people resisting the government overreach are lunatics and idiots. That's what he's saying. You need to submit with tyranny. By the way, the hirelings in the pulpit in the United States of America and the churches are doing the exact same thing. Through biblical illiteracy concerning Romans 13, because they haven't taken the time to read Romans 12:21. But that's another story. He said, but now we're saying if we somehow have something that identifies us as having a vaccine, we're like part of Satan or the mark of the devil. Well, I'm sort of telling you, and it's just history repeating itself. It's just another version of it. We have better technology. And if you go to Revelations 13:17, that's exactly what it says. Okay. Now listen carefully. He said, or Nazi Germany. Well, friends, if you learn from history, that's all you have to do is look at the model of the Third Reich, because people all over the United States of America are beginning to make reference, thanks to this show, to the similarities between what's going on in America and what happened in the past under the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler's criminal regime. It's a fact. Okay? This is why I would love to have him on the show. Scarborough outlined, the idiocy is just beyond us. They're reacting recklessly in irresponsibility. They're being stupid. They're following conspiracy theories. It's the same old talking points. Same method, different day. Same method, different useful idiot. And it's not just MSNBC, it's ABC, it's CBS, it's Fox News. The list goes on, friends. It's PBS. This is embarrassing. I almost felt so stupid for him that I almost got embarrassed for him. I mean, really? I mean, can you make this up? You can't. Hey, friends, these useful idiots have been tolerated far too long concerning their illegal efforts and advocating what the government says no matter what. Okay? Read Luke 12:2. And covering for and even going so far as to attack the people that are holding to the law and the U.S. Constitution. That's what a useful idiot does. And they have no sway. It's just there to confirm to the people what this is, the voice of corruption in government. That's what these useful idiots are. If you didn't put two and two together, I just did. This is the voice of the corrupt politicians using useful idiots to parrot their message. That's what they're doing, okay? These fools, and fools they are, need to be held accountable for their crimes against the people. And in fact, friends, they do, okay? Because the same way that corrupt politicians need to be held accountable for their transgressions against the law, the same thing with these useful idiots. Because the fact of the matter is, they have the means and the accessibility to the same information that I have, but for some reason or another, that's all null and void. And I wonder if that has anything to do with the big tech companies. I'm sure it does, but these guys are a part of the plan, either advertently or inadvertently, it doesn't matter, friends, because, again, you cannot make up the stupidity that we're seeing from these people, okay? And, again, remember, friends, the enemy wants you to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is. There was only 1,400 views on that video, okay? There's 330 million people in this country. When are you going to stand up? I can't do that for you. We got Jeremy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, thank you. I want to comment about this phrase that we've been hearing, follow the science, which ultimately means obey the science, which ultimately means worship the science. This China virus, you know, this vaccine for the China virus could very well be leading to the mark of the beast because, from what I understand, the mark of the beast is the mark of man. And in a certain respect, science is the mark of man. And by them telling us to obey the science or worship the science, they're telling us to worship man, to worship the human.
Right.
And I believe, from what I understand, that transhumanism is the ultimate goal, which is to, you know, replace the image. We were created in the image of God. It's to replace the image of God with the image of man by recreating man, man's own image.
Yep.
And what these masks, I think, can attribute to that agenda by blotting out our primary identity, which is our faith. It's a way of blotting out the idea that we are created in the image of God, because they want to replace that image with man's own image, man being created in the image of man. They want to breathe human life into this transhumanist image.
Yep. And what you're talking about is Revelation 13:18, okay? The number of man is 666. Let me just take you back to a little history, because this is the first thing that came to me, Jeremy, was this, is Thomas Paine. He was one of our founding fathers, okay? He wasn't a signer, but he was one of our founding fathers. He was the least religious signer that we had during the founding era. And what was also interesting to note is when he was in France, he was rebuking scientists for failing to give praise to God for what they discovered. Most people don't know because they haven't taken the time to understand it. If you go over to Webster's 1828, science defined is the study of creation. And what man wants to do is they want to discover something God has created, and then they want to get God out of the equation, and then they want to take praise unto themselves. It's exactly what's going on here, and it has to happen through deceptive measures, but it's only deceptive to the people that haven't taken the time to understand it. And I totally agree with everything you're saying, by the way. And I think that is, again, why we're in trouble is just because the people have become so dummied down, and they've allowed themselves to be dummied down by these kind of people. And when I look at these kind of people, Jeremy, like the ones that I was just talking about concerning these useful idiots, how much lower can they get? I mean, these folks are debased, they're immoral, they're reprobates, and in fact, they are fools because they act out in abominable ways on so many different levels. Psalm 14:1. And so here we are, and we're dealing with the fallout concerning what's happening here. And here's the good news. Don't ever think for one moment, and I'm not trying to put anybody to sleep, I'm not doing that, but I am saying that there are people across the United States of America that are redeeming the time, and they're making the most of it, and they're not standing back and allowing the enemy to go ahead and forge their way without a fight. There's a lot of people in the United States of America that are standing up, and they're now beginning to take it into the enemy's territory. And the fact of the matter is the church should have done that a long time ago, because if they didn't, Jeremy, we wouldn't be in the particular situation that we're in today. I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Well, yeah, I like what you're saying about, you know, these people that are going along with this, the only way to explain how they be so blind is that they have this cultist mindset. You know, but just the fact that people are rising up and rebelling against all this craziness shows that prayers are being answered.
Amen.
You know, people are coming back to the faith, and you know, I believe, like you have mentioned, ultimately good will triumph.
Amen. And I totally appreciate you. Don't you people out there that are doing something think for one moment there's not other people out there doing the same thing. Because I'm here to tell you, if you talk to your neighbors, and I brought this up before and I bring it up again, if you talk to your neighbors, I don't care if you're down at the gas station, if you're at the grocery store, you're going to find in many cases they think just like you do. And the problem is we have so many people pretending along with this narrative, but if you pull your mask off and you stand up, you're also going to find out that others will do the same thing. I see it all the time. I seriously see it all the time. A faithful witness delivers souls. And sometimes that definition of faithfulness can come out in different ways, an exhibition in different ways. We just got to believe what we say and mean it, and then we win. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listen to some of these radio show host guys. It's like that time, or all right. I mean, it's just kind of like okay. I mean, like really, you talk like that to your hey, honey, I'm home now. What's for supper? I mean, really? Gosh, just be who you are. You don't have to try to be who you're not, right? And that, maybe that's a show too, right there, because there's a lot of that going on. People trying to be something that they're not. We're to grow up in Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We're to wake up in His likeness, right? We are to put everything that we have into Him, who's the head of all principality and power and might and power. And if you go over to Colossians 3, I'm just thinking of Colossians 3 as well. Our affections are to go to Him. And if our affections go to Him, guess what? We're going to receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Okay, cool. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to this piece by Ron Paul really quick. We'll just play a couple minutes of this because, again, it's interesting to know. Ron Paul's on the same page with 98% of the things that we are over here. And we appreciate him. We've had him on the show before. But I want you to see and catch what he says here, because he's talking about vaccine passports. Notice how they just rode, again, right over the top of the people. They have no constitutional authority, no delegated authority to implement vaccine passports. We're talking about vaccine passports, and they can't even prove the invisible enemy. And again, what I shared with you during the first segment is we're finding that more people are dying from the vaccine, twice as many than that are dying from this invisible enemy. Notice how it's genociding the elderly right now, at least first and foremost. Hopefully the rest of us wake up and put a stop to this. We should have put a stop to it after the first person died. But again, let's go on here. So I want to play this vaccine passports, your ticket to tyranny. This is Ron Paul. Go ahead and check this out.
What do we want to talk about today? Same old stuff, but with a little bit more emphasis on one issue. We talk a lot about coronavirus, what lockdown has done to our country, what it's done to the kids, what it's done to our nursing home, and all the harm done. But you think they've had enough?
Apparently
not. Moving back, the governors that didn't lock down, they were successful. They're held out as hero. They may become president because of that. So all these good things, so the evidence is so clear.
Yeah.
So we should be moving in the right direction. But it doesn't seem like that's happening. You know, even in states where there's been some relaxation of the regulations, like in Texas, are the people excited about it? And everybody really pushes it to get rid of their masks. Some of them, or a lot of them, are still wanting to wear the mask. It's almost like they've been turned into zombies. They just put them on, and it's safety. It's to protect us against illness and protect our kids. The whole works.
They don't
but,
work.
That seems like we still have a problem. And right now, what is in news today, especially, is our friend Robert Wenzel had an argument to bring up the subject of something we've talked about, but with a little different emphasis. We've worried about vaccinations, vaccines, and what they can do, and using them as passports and more. Mm-hmm. And this is something that is very, very real. But the one thing that Robert pointed out was the fact that our government might be working on one from the White House on determining how to get this vaccine passport. And that can be no good.
Okay, so that's right. It can be no good. I want you to consider this again, just putting things into perspective for you. Joe Biden was a part of the biggest criminal administration. Not to suggest that the others weren't, but to the greater degree. And I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama. When you consider the fact that for 8 years, the American people sat down and tolerated Barack Hussein Obama, which, by the way, Joe Biden was the vice president. Barack Obama violated and transgressed, gave you the finger, Americans, over 1,163 times. Joe Biden was the vice president. Throughout the duration of that criminal administration, we've seen that Joe Biden was just as guilty as Barack Hussein Obama. We've seen his actions of pedophilia over and over and over again. Again, they're trying to normalize the crime, and you're seeing that play out today, just like I told you. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we also know that he's committed the act of treason against we the people. Okay? Now, is this the person that people are listening to? I mean, he's just a pro tempore. He's just a stand-in. He's an empty suit, okay? Yeah, he's doing what he's told to do, nothing more, nothing less, okay? Don't pretend with this administration that they're legitimate, because they're not. We all know that it's not legitimate, but the American people are now conditioning themselves to succumb to him, okay? As Ron Paul just talked about, there's nothing good that can come from this concerning this administration. Friends, let me say it real clear for you. He's violated the truth from the top to the bottom by committing the act of treason against we the people. Who would you suggest, or who do you suppose, that's a better way of saying it, who do you suppose would create vaccine passports? And don't sit there and tell me about how Donald Trump would have never did this. Donald Trump is the one that gave $3.5 billion to Bill Gates, the man that's setting the narrative, in fact, along with his wife and their criminal organization called Gavi. Okay? Then when Biden gets into office, everybody acts surprised and they want to blame the guilt or the blame on him for the guilt of even of that of Donald Trump by blaming Biden for the same things that Trump's responsible for. Okay, but again, this is happening in every preceding administration. They have been teeing this up little by little, and attacking the American people in one way or another. Joe Biden is guilty of treason, friends. What do you think he's going to do? Exactly what he's doing. He's trying to take away your guns. He's trying to normalize the abominable lifestyle that God calls. He is trying to enslave you. And again, I cannot for the life of me say this any other way than the obvious. When I read Deuteronomy 28, I'm just going to go there really quick, and I want you to listen to this so you understand straight from the mouth of the Lord. Okay? And here it is. It tells us in Deuteronomy 28:63, King James Version, "And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good," which he has, "and to multiply you," and he has, "so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it." You know what's interesting about this is those that called themselves atheists before that of Joe Biden, all of a sudden they're beginning to pay attention to the things that God said. And it goes back to what I've always said. God's going to get your attention one way or another, and it's going to be through judgments. Okay? I don't care what you believe in. It doesn't matter. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Okay? And this is what's playing out here. Read the book of Amos. What would you expect to come from a corrupt tree? Corrupt fruit. And if you're going to sit there and you're going to dilly-dally with all the branches on the tree that the conservatives of the day who are pitting Americans together, one against another, Mark 3:25, you're going to get, again, the same exact result. Division. And the conservatives of the day are just as guilty as what you call the left. Because, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Now, listen, for the sake of time, I've got 2 minutes. I want to go over to Rick DeSantis, who is, in fact, running for the presidency. Don't forget about as to why he's trying to deliver to the people that he's Mr. Nice Guy. I know he's, friends, he's been a part of the problem just as much as any other governor has on so many different fronts, and it's the same cycle over and over again. But what I want to do is I want to show you Rick DeSantis rips vaccine passports and calls them a completely unacceptable demand on citizens, okay? But I want you to also consider... while he's talking comments. Here, friends, really quick, is the fact that... he's also guilty of locking down his state.
Doing any vaccine passports in the state of Florida. And no one was more aggressive about getting this out of you
from
all the different points throughout Florida, whether it's a hospital, county health department, a retail pharmacy, a drive-through sites, church sites, all this stuff. It's important. But we always said we want to provide it for all, but mandate it for none. And that was something that while it was advised to take, particularly if you're vulnerable, we were not going to force you to do it. So there was never under discussion any mandates to take vaccines. We will not have COVID vaccines mandated in Florida. The flip side of that, though, with these vaccine passports is it's completely unacceptable for either the government or the private sector to impose upon you the requirement that you show proof of vaccine to just simply be able to participate in normal society.
Let me, again, friends, I just want you to, he's just playing to the people. That's all he's doing. He's playing up to the people under false pretenses. He's just as guilty as anybody else is and was. The fact of the matter is he said it's completely unacceptable. Notice again, he didn't make reference to constitutional law. Let me say it this way. It's completely illegal for any representative to implement that which is unlawful or unconstitutional. Get that? Cool.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.